They may not be magic buses, but they get us where we want to go. Unfortunately, in a little over a week, King County Metro is poised to reroute buses, delete stops, and cut some bus routes altogether. But the cuts to Metro may not be as bleak as we had expected. There will only be an 11% cut to Metro service hours instead of 16%. And meanwhile, there's a measure on the November ballot in Seattle to raise taxes to retain bus service. Kevin Desmond, general manager of Metro, announced the changes this morning, and he joins us to explain. Kevin Desmond, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be there.
Why were you able to prevent some of these expected cuts?
We've been working extremely hard for months before the election failure and then since the election outcome in April to try to continue to find ways to save some money to keep service on the road. Our mission has been to preserve service for the last 6 years. That mission hasn't stopped. And we've been fortunate that we found a package of different types of savings in both our capital budget and our ongoing operations that have enabled us to save about 150,000 hours of the planned service reductions.
Has the improving economy helped with rising tax revenues?
Well, to a degree, but you know, our tax revenue forecasts really have not changed since March. That even with the new forecast that the county does in July and August, there really was no change there. We use the new financial forecast and sales tax to help us reduce the package that was originally $600,000 to $550,000 that we proposed to council. What we announced today is really largely more to do with the savings that we're finding. The improved economy is helpful. We welcome that. That is good news. But this was really digging down and helping to, and looking to find ways to save some money.
How did you decide to prioritize which routes to save and which cuts not to make now that you've got a little bit more flexibility?
Well, without going into the nitty-gritty detail, we have service guidelines. They're very objective, data-driven, based on productivity, social equity, and geographic value or geographic equity. So we pretty much go from the top down, as it is. So the less productive routes are still routes that that are up for reductions, and the more productive services that more people use are largely those routes that we'll be able to spare.
And when you say more productive, less productive, would you consider a more productive route one in which people have to stand up on the bus a lot because it's so crowded?
Well, again, that gets into some of the complexities associated with our service guidelines. But by and large, a route that's got people standing on it during times of day is not a route or a trip that we would necessarily be looking to reduce. Those are usually right up there in our productivity scale.
Now, as you know, some people are saying Metro has been overstating its budget woes. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't believe so. We've, for the last 6 years, it was basically exactly 6 years ago when we first started seeing the reduction in our sales tax revenue that we started to look for every single way to keep service on the road. And unlike other transit systems throughout the region and the United States, we were able to keep service on the road. We didn't have to cut service. We did it through spending reductions, through fare increases, through one-time savings, cutting our capital budget. It's an ongoing process, though. These things are dynamic. Finding savings, for example, one of the large savings in our budget is from our risk management and workers' comp. We've been working very hard for the last few years to try to find ways to save on worker compensation costs. And it's only this year that we finally started seeing the fruit of that in terms of how King County Budget Office calculates our share of these costs. So these are the types of things they've been in the works for a while, but we didn't see these numbers come forward until ultimately we put our budget together this summer. And we're not going to stop doing that. So it's fortunate that we're able to save some of the service right now, but unfortunately 400,000 hours of reductions we still need to move forward with to have a balanced and sustainable budget going forward.
Finally, Kevin Desmond, in the minute that we have left, there's a measure on the ballot in November in Seattle, Proposition 1, to pay for keeping bus service. And the campaign, of course, will be that we'll lose bus service if it's not approved. Does the good news in revenue undermine the campaign for the bus funding?
Well, you know, I'm not really the one to talk about campaign tactics and what the messages are to the public. What I can say is the silver lining in our proposal today is that we don't have to reduce as much service. Our own service guidelines suggest we actually should be adding 15% to the system right now. Our ridership in August, for example, was up another 3%. Employment's growing in the region. We should be talking about adding and not subtracting. So it's good news that we don't have to, or at least better news, we don't have to cut as much, but we also ultimately need to be talking about how to improve the system.
Kevin Desmond, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Kevin Desmond is general manager of Metro, announcing today that cuts in Metro service will be only 11% instead of 16%. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.